Okay, time now for the Here and Now DJ sessions. There goes the last DJ. And today we're joined by Giles Peterson, a DJ on BBC Radio 6 Music, which you can hear in the UK, but also all around the world. He's got his own record label, Brownswood Recordings, and he's with us from the BBC studios in London. Giles, welcome.
Brand new BBC studios. I haven't actually been to this bit yet. It's brilliant. It's amazing. I actually work at 6 Music, which is a kind of old school, old fashioned building around the corner. They haven't let me in here until now, but it's great.
Well, you're in a city that has so much and so many people from all around the world, and it's coming up with all kinds of music at all times. But is there a way that you would describe the music coming out of London right now?
Well, for me, I'm coming from a sort of mixed parentage. I was born in France. My father was Swiss. But I found myself in London when I was 3 years old. Even though my whole family lives all over Europe, I'm the only one who stayed in London. And I can't leave because as a DJ, the DJ culture and the electronic music culture and the sort of just old-fashioned rock and roll scene, the live bands thing, is there's always something changing. So I think that London is still at the forefront of what's happening and movement in music.
Well, let's listen to someone you recently had on your show. This is Rosie Lowe, who is from London. The song is Me and Your Ghost. You lost any fight you ever had. Now just me and your ghost. Busy going underground when I needed you most. You lost any fight you ever. A haunting sound there, Giles.
Yeah, definitely. I love this girl. She's one of many kind of new emerging artists. There's been so much. It's funny, actually, because if you listen back to people like Amy Winehouse and Adele and see how much effect they've had internationally for the UK black soul music scene, for want of a better word, it's amazing how many new artists are just following in those footsteps. Because I remember a time when I was running a label called Talking Loud, maybe 15 years ago, we had groups on there like Incognito and Ronnie Size and Represent. And back then, it was really hard to export British music, particularly music which had a sort of soul flavour. And ever since Adele and Amy Winehouse, it feels like, particularly in the States, actually, that there's a much warmer feeling for the music coming out of the UK.
Americans are looking to London for soul.
Maybe. It's ironic, but yeah, I think they are.
Okay, well, here's another one. This is Tirza, and the song is No Romance. Very interesting use of the voices in the background there.
Yes, indeed. She's produced by another girl called Mika Chu, who is actually artist in residence at the South Bank here in London. And again, you know, quite avant-garde the way they're approaching their music. And it seems to be having a strong effect. It's kind of like there's a bit of dance, a bit of electronica, a bit of a rock attitude in there as well. Just another one of many just bubbling at the moment.
There is this jazz musician that you've brought us. This is Zara McFarlane. Her family is Jamaican. She grew up on the border of Essex and London, though. Listened to a lot of reggae growing up. Let's listen to her song here, Open Heart. Didn't tell me what to do. Once I had lost you. Has gone through. I'm getting a sense of your style just from these three songs, Giles.
She's coming actually from Dagenham in Essex, which is, I suppose, the British equivalent of Detroit. It's like got the biggest car sort of area of manufacturing area in the UK. And so it doesn't really go. Well, I suppose it does go with the music. There is a parallel there. But she's an amazing singer. And that was actually a mix that was produced by a guy called Diggs Duke, who's out of Washington, D.C., who I signed last year to my label Brownswood. So, yeah, a little bit of jazz fused with some fresh electronica.
Well, what caught your ear about Zara McFarlane?
Really, her diction. When I first heard her voice, it was the first British singer that I heard who was just, I could literally hear every single word she said. And she had a real sort of deeper sense of jazz. So you could feel that she understood the roots and the rules of jazz music. She could knock out the standards easily, but she had her own songwriting ability and arrangement ability. So put those things together and, you know, it made a lot of sense to me. Just a bit like I signed a guy, actually an American who's now signed to Blue Note, called Jose James a few years ago. And in a way, she's kind of had the same power as he did when I first heard him, but from a female perspective.
All right, let's get to another one. This is Al Dobson Jr. from London. Here is the song Every Day. I'm hearing Marvin Gaye there, Giles.
Yeah, that's a big sample of Marvin Gaye on that particular track. I mean, Al Dobson is basically part of a clique of musicians out of South London who are, I suppose, slightly influenced by tropical music on one hand, good old-fashioned soul music and samples in a hip-hop sense in the other hand, and also that whole kind of sound system culture that is very much a UK sound. And weirdly enough, when you live in London, you can almost tell the difference between music that's made in East, West, North and South. And that record is very Brixton, and there's a real nice little buzz on that collective of artists. There's Mo Colors, there's Al Dobson Jr., and there's a little scene building up in South London that's quite interesting at the moment.
What does that mean, very Brixton, for an American audience? Explain.
It's just a sort of way of working your beats, you know, on the production. So just the fact that they're quite heavy, just the way that they use the machinery to create their beats and their rhythms is just like a lot of artists. Like another one like that actually is Omar, who's worked with a lot of American artists, from Common to Erykah Badu. He's a bit more kind of west than south, but it's definitely not north. It's the best way I can describe it.
All right. Well, Giles Peterson, BBC Radio 6 DJ, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure, Jeremy.
And as always, we have the full list of all the songs that you just heard there at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with, as you just heard, the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with A World of Glass, claymation videos set to hypnotic music by artists Natalie Jurberg and Hans Berg, ICABoston.org.